Hello, everyone. Well, it's time. Laura and I took a few days to digest Taylor Swift's new double album, The Tortured Poets Department, and are ready to share our initial thoughts. If I had to describe the piece in a few words, I would probably choose raw and brooding. So if you're looking for a 1989-ish sing-along, I'm afraid this is not the era for you. With that said, Laura and I are intrigued by this album and the 31 glimpses we have into the soul of a tortured poet. Hey everyone, I'm Lindsay and welcome to the I Hate Green Beans podcast. During each episode, I'll be discussing television, movies, music, and books with friends who love pop culture as much as I do. For those of you wondering, yes, we will be talking about the Bachelor franchise. And no, I do not want to try your grandmother's famous green bean casserole recipe. But thanks for offering. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. It's episode...
I'm sorry. I didn't know you'd started.
It's episode 342 of the I Hate Green Beans podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay. I'm here with Laura. Laura, it's a big day.
You don't normally call me Laura. I don't know what to do with that.
Lara.
It is a... big day.
I was being serious.
That's right.
It was big.
This is a serious topic.
Serious topic. People are going to want to know what we think.
How many text messages do you think you've gotten from friends about this podcast?
A dozen.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
Asking, are you going to podcast? When are you going to podcast? Have you podcasted yet?
And we learned our lesson with reputation. We've said this before. We have said this before. Reputation, we listened to it, gave it a once over, and had very deep thoughts. Mm-hmm. And we did not do that for the rest of them. We want to sit with Taylor in her new material. And here's the problem. She gave us twice as much to sit with as normal.
That's right.
Because it was supposed to be, 16 tracks? And now it's 31 tracks? Because... that's what I don't understand. Sometimes they call it an anthology.
Right.
I'm talking about the Tortured Poets Department.
Oh, yeah. Because you didn't know.
The Taylor came out with a new album that she announced when she won her Grammy. But it's all on one album.
Right. I pulled it up on Apple Music.
And it's all 31,
just
right?
31 tracks.
Right? So it feels like one album to me. I don't feel like this is two albums. Mm-hmm. A 12 a.m. release and a 2 a.m. release.
Feels like a side A and a side B.
It's a side A and a side B. I feel like it's a side A and a side B. If you had to describe it just off the top of your head right now as a whole body of work, what are some words? What are some adjectives? What are some thoughts, feelings? How you would describe the Tortured Poets Department?
I would say lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
It's very lyric-based. Mm. I would say soft and plinkety. Kind of similar to folklore and Evermore-esque.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say heartbreak, like sadness.
Yes.
Melancholy.
Yes.
Kind of a dark, maybe, like she's going through grief.
Grief, yes.
In it.
Maybe some anger.
Anger. Oh, good call. Anger's
She's
a good one.
She's got some things to say about some people.
She does.
In her life.
I'd say there's some curse words. That's not an adjective. Yes. But expletives.
There are 11 of the tracks have explicit language, which is
a lot
for her. That's a lot for her. I also think that I was talking about this today with our friend Brooke. I feel like that explicit language now, we're prudes is what I'm getting at.
Uh-huh.
We are prudes.
I think that's true.
And so explicit language is a lot more dominant and prominent in people's lives, just not ours.
Right. I think that's true. I think that's completely true because I think you don't put, I mean, some of the curse words are in the chorus.
The chorus.
That's of repeated. Songs. So it's repeated like 20 times in a song. One of those songs I actually like.
No, it's one of my favorites.
And And it's weird to hear it, but I do think it's exactly what you're saying. I think it is. It's just people get immune to it, and we're just not quite as numb to it.
Yes, to it. And so that's what, that it's very normal for that, those lyrics to be in it. What made me a little bit kind of, I wouldn't say disappointed or sad or anything like that. I just kind of went, aw, is our other good friend Jennifer's 7-year-old daughter loves Taylor Swift. And she is aware, maybe, that something has happened or something exciting has come out. And so Jennifer's having to pick through what she can listen to. There are clean versions, though.
There are.
Because you told me that on Sirius XM, Channel 13,
everybody should listen to it.
To Taylor Swift. It is. They've got it cleaned up versions or muted.
They do.
Something.
They have it cleaned up. They have cleaned up versions of it. They either mute out the words or they change the word to be something else. But it's, well, first of all, it's been playing Taylor Swift all the entire month of April.
So yes.
All you Taylor Swift fans should be listening to Sirius XM Channel 13 Taylor version. Because it's, I mean, it's really great. It's really great. And this whole weekend, it was only Tortured Poets Department the entire weekend. And also, just when you were saying that about the cuss words, it made me think, when I was giving my adjectives, I feel like it lends people to believe that I don't like it.
Right. I was just about to get into that.
Good.
That's been...
Because I don't want to leave people with that impression.
Yes. That has been the biggest thing, because we've sat with it for several days now, several listens, and everybody's obvious first question is, what do you think about it? Do you like it? And the answer is yes, because I think you're a fan. I think we appreciate and respect the work.
Yeah.
The work that went into this.
The creativity
of her. You also appreciate and respect the feelings that she is so openly sharing. Because it did not take a rocket scientist to know this was going to be a little guttural.
Mm-hmm.
If your album is called the Tortured Poets Department, I immediately... being a word person, thought, this is going to be Lamentations. This is going to be angsty and broody. She's tortured.
Yes.
She's a poet, so she's going to say her tortured things in lovely and, as you pointed out, lyrical ways.
Yes.
And it's going to be these people who love Easter eggs. It's going to be their dream to try to figure out
who and
what and everything. You and I aren't into that. I think you and I... are fans and love the music and love the person and love the experience of it all. But you and I are not looking at clocks and seeing them at 12 o'clock and figuring it. It got so much for me that I told you this last week, I'm almost overwhelmed by other people trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
It was bothering me so much
about... too many reels.
Too many.
That
too
I was many. Like, I just can't keep up with
and
it.
And everybody saying, Reputation, Taylor's version's coming out. And no, she's going to come out with this. And no, it's going to be a double album. And no, the 2 o'clock means something. And the typewriter means something. And I thought, I don't really care what all of it means.
At that point in time, I texted Brooke and just said, hey, if something big happens, you got to tell me what's going on.
Brooke, figure it out and then tell us.
Tell me the highlights. I just need to know the highlights.
That's just what I need. I just need to. So if you're listening right now, for all that, we don't have any of it. Here's what I knew, though. Going in, I remember telling you, I think I used the word weird, which was not a good word. But I remember thinking, it's going to be metaphor heavy.
Oh,
it's
going
to be allegory heavy. Mm-hmm. It is going to be lots of different symbolism and things that the normal person is not going to get, and the freakazoids are going to go really deep and try to figure
out. I totally agree.
Now, is it fun to think, ooh, she's talking about a guy with a whole bunch of tattoos. I bet that's Matt Healy. Ooh, it's obvious she's talking about Kim Kardashian in this. Ooh, Charlie Puth's name is mentioned in these lyrics. I wonder if he's going to get a bump in his fans. You know, that's fun for me, too.
I totally agree.
Post Malone has a duet with her from Florence and the Machine. Florence, whatever her last name is, has a duet with her. That, you know, that's obvious and in your face. But we're not going to be the ones to try to figure. I'll let somebody else do that.
I think that's great.
Maybe pass the information along if I find it interesting.
And trust me, we just did a little YouTube search today just to try to see what we could find. There's a lot out there.
There's
if
so
you
want to
do Easter egg hunting, mm-hmm. you can hunt.
But they all, you know, I think I've heard the same song point to three different
yep,
men.
It's exactly
nobody,
right.
nobody knows, and she's not going to tell mm-hmm. ever.
I totally agree.
But
I would
back to the original.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it? The answer is yes.
I did.
But it is not one you're going to put on a road trip and road trip woohoo to. It is a feel. And
I
that
totally
feeling
agree.
For, I would say, 90% of the songs is a bit melancholy.
It is. I totally agree. I mean, I think, now, even in those melancholy songs, I think she has great lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
She is a really great storyteller
mm-hmm.
and she tells this like really great story and uses these incredible analogies
mm-hmm.
and I love it like
mm-hmm.
I really do. I think it's really great
mm-hmm.
but like you said, I'm not going to be like jamming out
mm-hmm.
to it on a road trip
right.
in my car
right
like I am
1989
or
mm-hmm.
like I am to Reputation
mm-hmm.
or even like I am to some of her country albums at the beginning like
right.
Speak Now.
Right.
I mean, there are other albums that I would probably listen to
right.
read
right.
on a more regular basis than
yeah.
this one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I still, when we were trying to think this through, I thought, well, man, how many songs, like, if I was going to try to pick a couple that I like, I mean, I wrote down 9 songs
yeah.
that I liked.
Yeah.
So it's not like we're saying we don't like
right.
it. We do like
it. It's a different vibe.
Yeah.
It is a different vibe. And why it feels heavier is because it's 31 of them.
And
it would feel a
yes,
little
folklore, I totally agree.
Evermore, Midnight's Had a Baby type of
mm-hmm.
album. And it's just a literal breakup album. It is
yes.
the emotions that she felt from obviously Joe Alwyn, randomly Matty Healy
which
is so crazy.
I mean, that was like a blip on the radar,
yes.
I thought.
Yes. And then a little bit, I believe, Travis peppered
right.
in there for good measure. I think two are about Travis. Somehow Kim Kardashian is in there a couple of times. So this is her reeling through a lot of emotions being in the tortured poet part of her
yeah.
brain.
And she also said that in like
yes.
Tokyo or Singapore,
yes.
wherever she was recently when she was on the tour, she had said, I needed this album more than anything else
yes.
because I needed it to be able to process through my feelings. That told us it was going to be an intense album.
Right.
That's not a pop version
right.
of 1989.
You also have to consider and remember 6 years with a person is
mm-hmm.
a very long time.
Absolutely.
And based on most of these lyrics, when you are assuming that road is leading to marriage and it
yeah.
doesn't, that is a big thing to process too. And if we all remember, this happened right before she kicked off the Eras tour,
right
this time last year in April 2023. And so, or March 2023, sometime
yeah.
in early 2023. We got her in April. That's why I said
that's
that.
Right.
So it was probably February or something. But my whole point being, until the song, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, it
mm-hmm.
never occurred to me that she is having to grieve the loss of a 6-year relationship
yep.
on the stage in front of tens and tens of thousands of people every single weekend.
Yep.
And if my math serves me from my text messages, and I would imagine yours are similar, this is one of everybody's favorite songs, is this
Absolutely.
Track, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Yep.
It's the most upbeat.
It is.
And it's the saddest of them all.
It is. And I think it's also, I'm going to say, the most relatable.
Yes, it is.
Because
everybody's faked it.
Everybody
has faked
has
it.
Had to go to work
mm-hmm.
thinking, I've got to do my job even though I'm going through this
yep.
grief
yep.
or sadness, or even if it's not grief, just difficulties
yep.
in their life.
Yep.
Everybody has done it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it's something that's super relatable.
But what makes it sting so much is that she's saying, I'm doing this as the crowd's yelling more. So we are the ones going, yes, dude, go sing, exactly girl, do right. it, girl, dance for me, girl, sing for me, girl. And she's just like, this is my job. And at the end, she's saying, you know, come after me. Nobody right. can do what I can do. That's and exactly I was like, right. nobody can.
Nobody can.
Taylor, nobody can. So that was the one that hit me. My Enneagram 9 came out. Right. But I remember, do you remember me asking you, do you think she's sad?
Yes.
She has to be sad. And then we saw her, I was like, she doesn't look sad.
I know.
She looks happy. But she had to fake it.
And we had whole conversations over, like, when she's in all these cities, who does she hang out with? Does she have any friends?
With her.
What
does
she
do? Is her mom with her?
Is her mom there? I don't know what she's going to do.
She can't just...
Then she has Travis.
Yeah, and then he was there. But that's later.
Much later.
I mean, there was, like, several months in a row. Well, Maddie Healy was in there, too. And so, I'm not really sure what that's about. But he is
a big piece.
He's a big piece of this as well. So, I feel like what... One thing I did want to point out to everyone is the day it came out, she had an Instagram post that essentially said, guys, I'm good. I don't want anybody right. to think that I'm not. I have felt
it
all. I have processed it all. I think she even used the term, it's been boarded up and we are good. There's no need. In my head, I'm thinking she's telling us there's no need to run after these people. Remember how we got so mad at Jake Gyllenhaal?
Oh, yeah.
Give her back her dang scarf.
Give
man.
Her the scarf.
We're mad at John Mayer. We're mad at all these people.
Harry Styles.
But I don't think that's what she meant. I think she meant, I'm okay.
Right.
Well, everybody don't think that I'm in the fetal position. I'm good.
I totally think that too. Because one, it's really heavy. I mean, when there's a song that is titled LOML, Loss of My Life.
Yeah, which usually stands for
Love
of My Life. But hers stands for...
When you think of loss of my life,
yes.
like that does make you think, is she depressed? Does she... need some counseling? Like, is she... And which I think it's good. She said, I'm over this. I'm in a good place.
Yeah.
I've processed it.
Right.
And don't go after the guys either.
Yeah.
That was the other thing that I liked about the album is it's not like a traditional, he sucks, he cheated, he's a terrible person.
No.
It's like a fancier, more eloquent version of that.
It's
where
a
she,
tortured poet
yes,
version
it
of
really
that.
Is. Because instead, she's saying things like, maybe it's my fault because I like bought too into this or I was gripping too tightly. Mm-hmm. And like she's very self-reflective in it, which I think is really good.
Yeah. There's also one called The Smallest Man That Ever Lived.
Right. Which, okay, that's a little more of like a dagger right there. And I mean, I think, they kind of, she does kind of poke at him a little bit there.
There's a little poking.
There
but
is.
At the same time, if you...
But I guess I just thought there could have been more.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I thought she could have gone off the deep end, called people terrible names.
She could have.
I mean, Smallest Man Who Ever Lived is pretty bad, but...
I don't know. And I don't know who that's about. I don't know. People say about me about Maddie Healy, but it might be about Joe. I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, and then there's also one that says, like, my boy only breaks his favorite toys. I mean, that's also kind of a little bit of like a dig.
I know. But I find that funny because she's
too.
The favorite toy and he broke her.
That's right.
Like he broke her spirit.
Absolutely.
Tell me some of the other tracks that you think people should listen to if they're just going to go give it a quick listen. Besides, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, which everybody loves.
Yeah. I mean, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is the best.
Yeah.
It is by far my favorite.
Yep.
The two sad songs that I do like, because there's a lot of really sad songs, but the two of them that are my favorites are So Long London and Loss of My Life.
Yeah.
Because So Long London is really a sweet song.
Totally Joe.
It's totally Joe. Also, I mean, she wrote a song called London Boy.
About him. You know about
him.
My London boy.
You know it's about him. You know it's great. And I think it's really personal, real, touching. I really like that song.
It's a bit
lot.
Haunting.
It is.
Yeah. There's some echoing and stuff going on there. It's very, very.
And then Loss of My Life, I love it a lot too. Like, I think it's kind of on the sad end of the songs. Otherwise, I really like Down Bad. And I mean, I went back and forth on like whether I could even say that on the podcast. I mean, Because it's one of those that has the cuss word in the chorus.
Yes.
So just know it's really bad. But it's catchy. It's got a good tune. So I feel bad about liking it, but I do. I just can't help it.
No, it's a good one. I feel the same way. That's what I was talking today about with Brooke. I was like, ugh. But there allegedly is a clean version of it, but I don't know if they just...
They probably just bleep it out. So like every sixth word is like... I'm going to also say Fortnite.
And okay.
That is an unusual one. It's the first one that, on the album. It also is the one that has the music video that came out. Music video is weird. And I know I need someone who's like a true
deep diver
of the Swifties Easter eggs to be able to tell me what it all means. But like, I just think it's a little weird. The reason that I like it is because I like Post Malone's voice.
He's got a beautiful voice.
He sounds great with her.
They sound good together.
So I really like it.
Yeah,
I agree. And it's catchy. It's also an album that is growing on me. Like, the more I listen to it, at first I kind of thought, oh, I like one song. And then I was like, oh, I like four songs. And now I'm like, I don't know, I like six or seven of the songs. So it's, as the more I listen to it, the more I really like it.
Yes. I think it's going to be one that I will have to listen to more often because one of the notes that I had was I'm not able to tell them apart right now because everything is very lyrical and breathy and of the same tone for the most part. It's not the one where you say, oh, it's the one where she's screaming about the thing, or oh, it's the one with the really cool sound in the background, or oh, it's that one about that I can't. Everything sounds the same to me, which is not great, but I also think it's on purpose.
I think it is too.
It's an album as a whole that is the same tone.
And I think she wants us to focus less on the tone and whether it's upbeat or slow and more on the words. Because that's the point of this is it's poetry.
Yes. We did a little bit of research today and were reminded of this playlist. She's done a lot with Apple Music. She did all of the Stages of Grief with them. Apple Music, where she had all of her songs and the anger and
the Swifties went crazy over that.
And
like,
all that
trying to tell us what all that meant.
But there was also one that she says that her songs can be categorized by pens. P-E-N-S. Pens.
Like writing
pens. So it's either a fountain pen or a quill pen or a glitter gel pen.
Right.
This is a quill pen album, pretty much from start to finish. Hardly any glitter, if any. The glitter
I can do it with a broken heart.
Maybe. But glitter pen is cruel summer, and this is why we can't have nice things, and
style.
Shake it off, and style, and all these, what I would call an anthem song that her pretty much the majority of her Eras tour is, where you can just sing to the top of your lungs what everybody is singing around you.
Now, I will say,
Florida could be that.
Florida could be like that.
With Florence and the Machine.
Yes. And I like Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty good. The other thing I was going to say is, in the Eras tour, during the Folklore part, and Evermore part, people sing along.
They do, but it's not
the same. I guess I just wanted to make the distinguishing thing. They're still cool. It's still cool to hear those albums in a massive stadium.
It's very cool.
It's different than when you hear Love Story.
Exactly.
In that same stadium. I mean, the stadium actually shakes during Love Story.
What was the song it shook to that we were so surprised by? It was during Red. Trouble. Trouble. That right there. Now, there are some songs with that backbeat of a but she's not singing in that way.
Agreed.
It's still very lyrical and she's very breathy.
Yeah.
That kind of, which makes me, again, go towards Folklore and Evermore.
Now, so you alluded to it, the Travis Kelce song.
Yes. I think there are two.
What do you think of those?
I like them both, actually. I think the high school one, it's called So High School.
Mm-hmm.
I feel, I have a good thing to say about it and a bad thing to say about it.
Okay.
I think the good thing about it is it's a little bit more.
Sandwich.
It's a compliment.
Something I like, something I don't like, something I like. So that's what I'm going to do here.
It's got some glitter in it, which, you know, I like my Taylor glittery. And so I feel like that's super fun. And the whole song is about, I feel like I'm in high school again.
Yeah.
This guy is so cute and this, that kind of thing.
Which I love that.
I love it. But at the same time, I think, oh, I don't want it to be
just a crush.
An immature.
I hadn't thought about that.
Because she says, I can't remember what, he's into footballs and she's into
Aristotle,
you know, do those two things go together? But that's her whole shtick is like, yeah. Oh, look at the cute boy and I'm the nerdy lyrical girl. So, I don't want it to be, I think they love each other. Of course, I've said forever, this is real.
That's right.
Super real. I think they're just great together. But I don't want it to be, I don't know why I interpreted it as immature. Like something about they're all playing
Fortnite
together.
No, Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto together.
Because
I'm thinking, surely he's not playing Grand Theft Auto while she's sitting.
Other friends are playing Grand Theft Auto.
Right, but surely Travis doesn't have friends who are sitting around playing Grand Theft Auto.
I'm pretty sure he does.
Right?
Because I think there's people that have, like, just drafted to the Chiefs who are, like, 23 years old. And I think 23-year-old dudes probably are playing Grand Theft Auto.
He's not 23. Why is he with 23-year-old
dudes?
They're
just people on the team with him. They're just friends.
It just made me nervous. I thought, I'd rather it be the alchemy, you know, the one where she needed something to rhyme with chemistry and it was alchemy or whatever it was.
I like alchemy.
I do too.
Alchemy is, so there's two songs.
Yes.
It's,
I feel
so
like
alchemy
is
alchemy.
About him.
I think alchemy is too. Well, because it's got like words like touchdown.
Yes.
And
run to
trophies
me.
Trophies or something.
Trophy and he's running to me or something.
Yeah. I like both songs. I think it's great. I also think they may be, to be able to put them on an album, I think they had to have probably been written 4 months ago.
Okay.
So think about it that way. 4 months ago, she's still in the beginning stages of this relationship.
Yeah. Where she feels like she's in high school.
Where she does feel like where she's in high school. And she is talking about like touchdowns and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think if she was going to start writing songs about Travis now, which I'm sure she is.
Sure.
Then I think now it's going to be on a deeper level. Because it's not like she started dating Joe Alwyn and she wrote London Boy instantly.
Exactly.
It takes a while to build up to that.
Yeah.
So I think, because I mean, I don't know how long it takes to put an album together. But I'm assuming she had to write these songs.
Yeah. And also, Taylor's Taylor. So if she wants to, that's what you said. If she wants to call up and go, hey, I'd like one more. Everybody goes, yes, ma'am.
That's exactly
how
right.
How can we make this happen? We will do it for you.
That's exactly right. I totally agree.
So in your professional opinion.
Yes, as an expert.
As an expert.
On T-Swift.
We are headed to Sweden to see her there for the Eras tour. And we have a new album. What do you think? Do you think she's going to add a tortured poets section? Or do you think the acoustic session is going to turn into tortured poets selections?
I think she has to add a tortured poets section. But the thing that worries me is I think she is so, from a fairness standpoint, is going to say it's not fair to all the people who saw her in
the United States
before this came out. So what I bet is she adds two songs to the acoustic set.
So she'll do four.
So she does four instead of two.
Okay.
I bet she adds like a tortured poet section to the acoustic set so that it's really just
and nobody
like,
else is having to learn anything.
Because you
do
think
anything.
You got dancers, you got musicians, and I know they're all capable of learning things pretty quickly, but that's what I think. I would bet. But I don't know.
How happy would you be if she added a tortured poet section?
I would be pretty happy. Because even though we said, like, I mean, even though we're saying, like, it's a little melancholy and it's a little sad, I mean, I think it would still be awesome to see her perform it. I mean, there's, Like, there's also songs, like, we haven't even talked about Thank You, Amy.
Yeah.
Which is this potential jab at Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like that song, actually.
I do, too.
I think that's a pretty good one. Mm-hmm. But it's, I think that's kind of a feisty song that that she could add in there.
Yeah.
I think I'm Gonna Get You Back.
Yeah.
Is another one.
Yeah.
That she could add in if she was gonna add in a set.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I could do it with a broken heart.
Yeah.
It's like...
No brainer.
Yes. I mean, she could just basically plug and play that one in.
No brainer.
At any point in time. I also think she could probably put in there, like, one of My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, or, you know, Fresh Out of the Slammer, Fortnite.
Tortured Poets Department. Either one those. Either one of those.
Fortnite might be a little bit harder because of Post Malone, but...
Yeah, she'll figure out a way to sing it without him.
Yeah, I'm sure she could.
Or he could just tour with her.
Dude, they were, like, partying together at the after party for the Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, he was
and
there.
And didn't we see something that said he has a tattoo that's got, like, Travis Kelce's signature on it? On his arm?
Yes.
I mean, they're practically family.
Maybe that's whenever they recorded it, around the Super Bowl.
Maybe so.
Weird. I don't know how long these things take. But
I have heard that the NFL is, like, throwing major money at trying to get Taylor Swift to perform next year at the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, how awesome would that be?
That would be very cool.
I don't know if she can. I mean,
I don't know if she'd do
obviously,
it.
Obviously, I don't know if she's going to do it, but I heard they've, like, put out a ton of stuff.
Very cool. Well, I think that when people, I think people who loved Folklore and Evermore, and that is their era, absolutely adore this album and think it's some of her best work ever.
Totally agree.
I think people like you and me who are 1989 Reputation, Red, Speak Now lovers, I think
basically
that
everything except for Folklore and Evermore. I'm just kidding.
It's not a diss, though. I don't want people to hear it as a diss, but I just think it's going to, it's again, something that you're not putting on in the background to, to hang out to and, but it's a mood.
Absolutely.
And so you
and
just have to have that.
I think that's one of the reasons I like Taylor so much. Like one of the reasons, obviously, she's a smart business person. She's number two, obviously very talented.
Yes.
But the third thing that I think really separates Taylor from lots of other artists is that she is super vulnerable.
Yes.
And very real with her life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what this is super vulnerable, very real. Like, it's like reading her stinking diary.
Yeah. For sure.
It's just like reading her diary. So it's like saying, would you want to read someone's diary and all the heavy stuff they're dealing with every night or every morning? And you're like, probably not.
Right.
But occasionally you want to read
and
it.
And this mixed in with your other Taylor Swift favorites.
Absolutely.
Totally fine.
100%.
It is a mood to listen 1 through 31. That is a mood. I will also,
it's also 2 hours.
It's 2 hours long. I will also say Who's Afraid of Little Old Me is a good one as well.
Oh, yeah. That is a good one. Because that's kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
a little
you
cute.
Should be.
Uh-huh.
You should be afraid of Little Old Me. That's good stuff.
What's your favorite on the whole album if you had to pick
good
one?
Stuff.
And it can't be I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
I was about to say it.
No, I know you
I do like Down Bad with the bad words in the chorus.
I know. We're gonna overcome that. True Confessions.
Who's Afraid of Little Old Me? I like that. I listened to, I'm not going to say it's my favorite, but I did listen to Peter twice today. And I'm a little bit curious as to why she's, she talks about Peter Pan a lot. And
she
so
does.
That's kind of interesting to me. So there's, I feel like there's a lot of callbacks to Folklore and Evermore because there's a Peter Pan song.
Yeah.
And, what was it? August or Cardigan or
one of the ones.
Where, you know.
Yeah. I was going to say True Confessions. On our way to church today, we might have listened to Down Bad with the expletives. And then as we were walking into church, I was like, I can't believe we did that. Now I have the song stuck in my head. Yep. That's not the way to prepare our hearts.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay. We did also see that there's a rumor going around that Taylor Swift wrote fan fiction for Harry Potter.
Oh my gosh. If that is real, I want to read it.
So she's got some sorcery witchcraft stuff in her songs too.
Especially in Evermore.
People,
Willow.
Yeah, this one as well. And people are having a little problem with that. But this guy was like, well, I think it's because she loves Harry Potter. And she wrote a whole fan fiction, you know, about James Potter. And so something about Howling at the Moon is supposed to be Lupin because he's a werewolf. So
what house do you think she's in?
Oh, she's a Gryffindor.
100%. I mean, I feel like she had to be a Gryffindor.
Maybe a little bit of Hufflepuff with all her poetry and lyrical stuff. So sweet.
Not Ravenclaw?
No. I don't know.
I mean, she's pretty heady.
She is pretty heady. That's true. Gryffindor.
I think she's got to be a Gryffindor.
She's too hardworking.
Yeah, she is. I mean, I can do it with a broken heart. That's the epitome. That's the slogan for the Gryffindors right there.
Hey, thank y'all for listening, and thanks to Laura for sifting through the tortured poets department with me. Remember, one of the best things you can do to support a podcast is to review the show on iTunes. It would be an honor if you headed over there and left us your thoughts. Make sure to follow me on all the socials. You can find me at Lindsay on Twitter and at Lindsay Ray on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out my real books, Why I Hate Green Beans and It's a Love Story. You can find them wherever books are sold. Y'all stay safe, have courage, and be kind out there until we're together again. Love you, mean it. Texas forever.